Hey guys, it's me, Brian Ozone. I'm alive and I'm back. And this is another episode of Masters of the Galaxy podcast. And I got my my partner here laughing at me, Aaron Johnson, the Waffle King himself. So
it's just good to have you back, Brian. I mean, for a while you were on a boat, for a while you were
you know, we took a 2-week vacation and I kind of explained it online. I got to, you know, every month I got to go see a doctor. And unfortunately, I used to see him on Sundays, but none of his people want to work on Sundays, which doesn't make sense because they get time and a half. So I got no choice but to go Monday after work. So I can't make it one Monday out of the month. But I'm glad to be back. And you know what? There's no better time now than ever during the year because – this is not only just Masters, but toy collectors' Christmas all together with the the San Diego Comic Con. Man, I mean,
most exciting time of the year, dude. I mean, I know that that's something that you normally get to attend, and I know you and I talked offline, and you didn't get to do it, but my gosh, it's, you know, let's talk about the glory that was SDCC.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know. It was good. Everything that I heard was good, but at the same time, it's kind of getting bad. You know, because there's no Maddie panel anymore. There's no Maddie Palooza. There's no Mattel. It's getting bad that way.
It seems like, I guess, at least when there was Mattel, there was a bit more of a presence, but. I did like some of the stuff that Super 7 did. I mean, that Skelebration and some of that stuff.
Yes.
That was kind of cool.
Well, if I'd be honest with you, if it wasn't for Super 7, we'd probably be dead in the water right now. We'd probably have nothing. So, you know, again, hats off to Brian Flynn and the crew over there at Super 7 doing a fantastic job with not only the Classics line. They are just knocking the ball out of the park with the reaction figures that I got.
That's one thing we get to talk about. I mean, there are so many things, and I know we've been like a little bit behind on talking about this, but
yeah,
man, there's so much good stuff that came out of that, really.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, you got the reaction figures, the muscle figures. You got that 2-pack of I forget what 2 vehicles. I think it's the Wind Raider and
Rotom.
I believe it's so. Yeah. I was able to get both versions of the 2 different colors. I was able to get the carrying case with the Merman variant.
Oh, dude, you called that. Do you remember when you called that? Like, when it was all blacked out, and you were like, I don't even know if you remember doing this, but you were like, yeah, man, that blacked out thing, I guarantee you it's a carry.
Oh, yeah, it did.
That was freaking sweet, because when they did take the black off of it, I was like, holy crap, Ozone was right.
Yeah, no, dude, to me, it totally looked like an old school carrying case.
Yeah,
like,
man. I thought that was really cool, dude. I mean, as far as do we have any of those, or is there anything like that?
What do you mean?
Is there already like a case like that, or was that the first time that we actually saw that?
That, to me, is the first case in Masters.
Okay. Here's what it makes me think of, and this is kind of crazy, but when I was a kid, and I know this is not a Star Wars podcast, but when I was a kid, I had this Darth Vader head. It was like Darth Vader's head and then had like the shoulders and stuff.
I still have it.
You could fit every one of your – I mean, not everyone, but you could fit like 40-something figures in there. So these Masters figures, these reaction figures, they feel very much to me like the original Star Wars figures.
Yes, they do.
So how cool, man. It'd be awesome if we could get like a He-Man head or like Skeletor head case or something.
That would be sweet. Yeah, because not only did they make the Darth Vader, they also made the 3CPO.
Oh, did they?
Yes, they did. I didn't get the 3CPO one, but I did have the Darth Vader one. And if you remember, they had the two because there was two small
You know, the little compartments on the side.
Yeah, yes, for the weapons. Right. Well, right.
I had, you know, I guess you got to label that yourself, you know? And so my 5-year-old self was not thinking very well about, but the one little compartment on the side that had like the hinge.
Yes.
I put Yoda in there.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
that was Yoda's like little home.
Right. See, like I did the same thing. Like I wasn't paying attention to the names, and I was putting like Chewbacca in like the smallest available, you know, thing. And it was funny because I completely screwed it up. I honestly, I don't remember if they told you where to put the names.
Yeah, I don't know if there was like a layout of that, but there definitely needed to be because
yeah.
I did the same. Like, you know, you had that one, forgive me, the one silver robot that kind of looked like a tin can, but he was tall and skinny. That was like one of the tallest figures at the time.
Yes.
And I always had those labeled like on the wrong, you know, they didn't fit in their hole.
Yeah, he was a bounty hunter. I forgot his name now. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I did the same thing. Like I put the tallest figures in the smallest compartments and the smallest figures in the tallest compartments for some reason. I don't know, 5'6", 3'4" at the time.
5 or 6 at the time, I think. So
Yeah, you know, I mean, I was born in 78, so I don't know. I was young, dude, you know.
Well, at least it looks like with this case that Super 7, you know, although we didn't get like a cool He-Man head or a Skeletor head or whatever, it looks like all the compartments are the same size. So they thought ahead and they
let us screw it up, man. I didn't open mine up yet because I am waiting for my second one to show.
You got this.
I did get it. I was able. I have a really good friend named Tom Breisky. He's an artist. He's a great cat, man. The guy is amazing. I love the guy.
I've talked to him a couple times in the groups.
Yeah, he's great. I want to actually see if he can come on the show one day. At PowerCon, he makes up awesome shirts. Like 1 year. He made a shirt of Fusura T, you know, that Mexican knockoff.
Fusura T.
Yes, he made a T-shirt of that. I have that. The last PowerCon, he made the, if you remember from the movie, the Robbie's Ribs.
Yeah.
He made a T-shirt of that. So he
that might be where I came across him, because I do remember that Robbie Ribs T-shirt.
Yes. Yes, he's very cool. He comes up with really inventive stuff. So, plus he's a really great artist, and he does like what's it called? He does like button sets of like She-Ra, He-Man, obscure characters from the shows, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. He's really really good, man. I love his stuff. I love it. You know, I can't wait for this PowerCon to see what shirt he has, because whatever shirt he has, I always grab. You know,
That's the next cool thing. I mean, what a year! I mean, so far. I mean, I know there's been a lot of waiting, and I know a lot of people have been kind of aggravated with the waiting. But as far as reveals go, and the things, I mean, we have so much from SDCC still to cover. We got PowerCon coming. You know, other things that are going on throughout the year. We've got other reveals by Super 7. So,
yeah.
Man, there's a lot going on, dude.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? There's plenty of more coming, because you got to remember, now at PowerCon, they're definitely going to have something to show off. You know, they're going to have some type of reveal, whether it's maybe a Christmas thing, or next year's, you know, first quarter figures or whatnot. You know, well, they're definitely going to have something.
Well, one thing, and I know we're going to talk about it. I mean, right now we're talking about the case and we're straying like crazy, but Lewis Coronado brought up the fact that they also had, he's in the chat, that they had a Millennium Falcon case also. So just.
Oh, yeah.
But one of the things that we didn't see at SDCC that got talked about, though, was having that that there were two characters that didn't get we actually didn't see them, but they got talked about. So I'm assuming that those will actually be at PowerCon. You know who I'm talking about?
No, who?
So there was for the Filmation line, they're going to do Manny Faces, and that was
Manny Faces.
Yeah, there was actually a spot for Manny Faces.
So what, the Filmation version?
Yes, and that's the crazy thing, because I was talking to a couple other people and I was thinking, like, what do you do with Manny Faces that hasn't been done yet? As far as, you know, we got the extra head with Classics, we got, you know, the gun, but he doesn't really do that. And
hopefully this is the chance to get the Manny weapons now.
Yeah, dude.
You know, get those extra weapons included. That would be sweet.
That would be very cool. So, I think you and I talked about this once before as far as Manny Faces goes. Like, I don't know, you know, he's represented in a lot of different ways, but it's always that same kind of look for him, really. So, I'll be interested to see what the Filmation spin on that is as far as making his character different and making it different from what we already have in the Classics version. So they had a little spot for him basically just saying, you know, that he was coming, but
nice.
No reveal on him. And then also Grenade.
Right.
So,
finally.
Yeah, man. That's so
awesome. Well, you know what? Well, that might be the reveals they're going to show at PowerCon then.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, when they showed the spots, but they didn't show them, I thought, yeah, it's definitely got to be. They're holding that for
PowerCon. Yeah, I think so. I mean, because they're definitely going to have to show something. They're going to have some type of reveal. And, you know, it'll be fun, you know. And hopefully they do show them, even if they're not complete, you know, if they're just a wax figure.
That's been some of the stuff they've done. I mean, it doesn't have to be finished. And I know that we've seen a few things that have been like, we saw them one way when they were originally shown, and then now that they're actually in a prototype, the prototype look a little bit different from the actual production run. So,
right.
You're going to see some of those things, I think. Dial-A-Mug probably being one of the biggest ones of that. Now, what did you think about the whole rundown? I mean,
I'd be honest with you, I'm pretty happy with what we're getting. And Dial-A-Mug, to me, I did not expect to see that. I know there are thousands of people that are extremely happy with him, that they're finally going to get him. I mean, me for one, I'm very happy too. But I'm also the type of person that thought we would never get him. I just didn't think he was in the cards. But that's Super 7 for you. You know, they're in it they're in it to win it. They want to get the fans the stuff they want to see. And he looks pretty kick-ass, you know. They did him justice.
Did you catch the little blurb that they gave about him, though? Because it was interesting when they revealed him, Dial-A-Mug, he looked more like a film. He looked like he fit in the Filmation line. And they actually said originally he was in the Filmation line, and then they decided to move him over to the other line, and that he will get a retooling basically to make him more Classics versus the Filmation line. So,
the Filmation.
Yeah. Really? I think it'll be interesting to see what all they changed.
I mean, even if they left him alone, I think he'd be pretty good the way he is, honestly. You know, there's really
I think he's glorious.
He good just listen, if you're gonna spend the figure looks fine the way he is. If you're gonna spend more money on weapons and amulets and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, give me the
stuff like that. The figure alone looks great.
Yeah, give me more add-ins. And like for Dial-A-Mug, give me different faces, because he made, you know, he had the spinning faces. Give me different faces. I'm cool with that. But I'll definitely take it. Who else did we have? We had Dial-A-Mug. Karg, you want to talk on that?
Now, Carg, I saw coming a long time ago. I always knew it was just a matter of time. He wasn't the star comic book, which made him completely available to make. They said there was a special loophole, which I don't believe. Just their way of saying, we finally got around to making it because of the loophole. Waiting to see what the people really wanted. And to me, the people want him. I mean, yeah. He's Carg, man. You know, he is the leader of pretty much the villains in the movie.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, that's the guy that was selected to head up the crew. You know what I mean? Like, that was the leader of the crew. And even though Evil Lyn assembled him, I mean, he was the guy. So, Carg, to me, has always been, like, a big missing spot as far as figures. Right. But did you hear why – I know some folks said, oh, man, we got Carg, so we're definitely going to get, you know – movie He-Man, movie Skeletor, you know, all that stuff. They address that, and the thing is, they say because of the Star Comics, because he was there originally, they didn't have a licensing issue with him. So if you look at that figure, he isn't exactly movie accurate. He's a bit more lean towards the Star stuff. So I think that we still may be in some kind of licensing hell, man, where we're just not going to get it, you know? And that's what I'm hoping for PowerCon. I mean, well, silently holding my breath and really hoping that maybe happens. Well, I don't know, man.
From my understanding and, the research that I've done and, what Gary Goddard said and everybody was that there was so many hands involved in the pot of the 87 movie that it's extremely hard to get the rights to everything. So I don't know if we will ever get an 87 line, so to speak, but there are loopholes, okay? And now with this so-called loophole of Carg, we have the 87 version of the movie with everybody that's in the movie in the comic.
In the comic.
So So if that means that made, then you're gonna get a Julian Kevin figure, or you're gonna get what's his name? Not Cubic.
I know where you're going with it.
Christ, what's his name?
Talking about your check. Love check. Help me out, Rudd.
Damn it, I can't think of his name. Lubick. Lubick.
Lubick. There we go. His name. I knew I had like a.
So Lubick. So, I mean, now with this loophole, I hope that they realize now you're going to have people pressuring them now to go back to that 87 movie adaptation and say, hey, listen, you were able to do Carg. Why can't you make this movie, this He-Man movie, accurate figure, Skeletor accurate figure, Beastman, Sorceress, and so on and so on. Maybe we will get an 87 mini sub now because of this so-called loophole.
Let's say that they make an 87 line. Okay, let's just say that they do like kind of like the Ultimates. They run whatever, or like Collector's Choice or Grayskull. They just run a series of it, and they're going to do the whole line. And Ozone gets them with his.
Right.
Where do you display them if we get human figures? Okay. If we got the human figures, if those folks were included, those are not going to look right with classics. Are you going to are you going to display them with classics, or are you going to have just an 87 movie shelf, or how does that work?
No, they get with the classics. I mean, they're going to have to
even if they're wearing jeans somehow. If they're wearing,
you're going to you know, I know what you're saying. I mean, you know, Julie and Kevin and Lubick is going to look strange because, you know, they're humans.
They're wearing human clothes.
But, you know, and they're probably going to be wimpy compared to the size of the Eternians. They're going to be classics figures, so they're going to have to be with them somehow, you know?
Yeah, man. And Rudman's in the chat. Paul Rudman was talking about if there is a figure, you know, I mean, he's not saying this is the only figure he would like to have. He's named about 10 or 12. We were talking about God Skeletor, but those troopers, those army build, like you could do army builders with those troopers from the movie. Oh, my
yes,
God. Those things are glorious.
Yeah.
That is definitely a figure I would like to see.
Yeah, see, those are the guys that I would love to get, the Centurions with the little flying discs that they came on.
Cause yeah, dude.
Those guys are definitely army builders, you know, and they'd be a great you know, faction to have, because you know, I can't believe I'm about to say this though, but you know, you can actually have what's his face? What's that guy that travels through time? That idiot.
Gwilor? are you?
No, not Gwilor. That guy that Scott Nihlick made up.
Jesus! You're talking about the Mighty Spectre, man.
Yes. You know, you can have sort of like the 87 movie. Skeletor and his minions versus the you know, the Skeletor and evil warriors that we know today, you know.
Add a layer to the multiverse, and there you go. I mean, we could just all through time, man. Why not? Spectre can do it.
Right. I mean, you know.
Dude,
the Mighty Spectre could do everything and anything. He's the man, you know. He's the one and only. So,
I think that probably Spectre should get a standalone.
You know, that's just one idea off the top of my head right now. You know, you can have your 87 villains as a separate faction. You know, they're Skeletor of the past, or Skeletor of the future, or whatever you want to say, or Skeletor in a multiverse, you know, like how DC has Earth 2 or whatever like that. You know, you can have that as well, like Eternia 2, and that's where you get the movie guys from. So, you know, anything's possible as long as you use your imagination, you know? I just hope that, you know, Super 7 and Mattel are they're ready for all this hate mail, or whatever you want to call it now, with this loophole that all of a sudden came out. Because now that you're able to carg, there should be no reason why you can't make the rest of the gang.
No more excuses, guys. But so,
you know,
with that said, okay, we talked about things that possibly could happen. Let's talk about some things that we know are going to happen. We know they're coming. So there's a couple other folks that we got in our reveals. We got Karg. Who else did we have in there? Let's see. It was Karg. We got Tongue from the Filmation line.
Yeah, another Tongue Lasher.
Yeah, he's. I like that figure. I really do.
But he slipped my mind.
I don't know. I've never been the biggest fan of that version of Tongue Lasher. I mean, he's different. He's cool. But we also got the Merman too. So Merman in his more Filmation accurate look, really killer sculpt on him too.
Right.
And
yeah, other than that, injustice.
Glorious Sorceress. What else can you say about the Sorceress? I mean, that one is freaking sweet.
Which one? I'm sorry, you were breaking up. Which to who?
Yeah, I think me and you got a little delay tonight, but the Sorceress. Have you seen the one for her?
Who? I'm sorry. Say it again.
Right there, baby. The Sorceress, my brother. Check her out there. Oh, dude.
Yes.
Absolutely
gorgeous. Yes. Yes. Yes.
So a little bit different sculpt on her. They were talking about the wings.
They are making.
Yeah, she's definitely coming.
They're making another Sorceress. All right. So hopefully they're going to fix the whole wing situation with her arms. Maybe, you know, even if they go back to the old 87 figure where the wings were separate hands and arms, you know, something like that I think would work better than what they did in the past. Yeah. You know, make it two separate things. So you have her arms moving and you have wings behind her. I mean, well, I'm happy with that. To me, that'd be fine. I don't see...
That's the issue with this one. I mean, the truth is... This right here is a mess. I mean, it's not pretty to look at. It's functional for what it does, obviously, but it is It is not pretty in any way. Now, Brian Flynn addressed it, and he said that there is the sculpt is very different. So, obviously, if you look at this figure, we have the line here. There is a boob undercut on the other one. So the sculpt happens like underneath the boobs. Oops, didn't mean to do that, Sorceress. I'm sorry. But she, hope you don't mind, girl. I know you're all in white. But so
she got a bad boob job.
But on the new one, they were talking about addressing those wings and how that's going to happen. And those wings apparently. He said she's not going to stay in that pose. So the wings, there will be a functionality to them. They will move up and down. She's not going to be stuck, you know, doing this thing. So we're good on that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The face sculpt.
Because that was a major flaw with the first one. I mean, if you were looking at her from the front, she looks like a good figure.
Absolutely.
But once you look from her from behind of wings on, you know, the left and right side of her back, it's a terrible design.
Yeah, the wing drawings are terrible. Definitely...
I would have wished they would have waited until they came up with a better design for her. You know, it's not that early. I mean, they could have waited and made it. Perfected it, so to speak, and made it look better. It's just to me that figure. I just don't, you know.
That's the thing. Like, I mean, I like drumsticks on my chicken, bro, but I don't need it on this girl. Like, I like Dirty Birdie to be straight up Dirty Birdie. I don't need no drumsticks on the back of that chicken. But said he's.
Yeah,
they do two sets of wings, and the way that it looked like in the picture, they did show the back of it, and it doesn't have those drums on it. So I don't know if maybe they've got one for it being open that connects, and then maybe one for it being down. I don't know how they're doing that, but it was cool to hear Brian Flynn address the
right
that they're going to do something about it, though. So who else? We got another one.
I have faith.
We got Horde Mummy. So talk about him, man. Did you know anything about that guy?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. Say it again.
The Horde Mummy. Did you see him?
Sorry, Aaron. You're breaking up horribly tonight. I can barely hear you.
Yeah, that's the weird thing, man. It's to be okay on my side, but it's I don't know what it's doing. It's like the connection between
you. Yeah. So, okay, what were you saying? I got you now. Now, what were you about to
Talking
say?
about that, horde mommy. Did you catch that?
Yes. I think that's spectacular.
I was
That's
actually very
opening up the
pleased to get
floodgate.
that figure. A lot of people said, "Well, I don't know anything about that or about where that figure came from." I thought that figure was cool, man. He
Oh, dude,
but they gave
that's
him.
gonna open up that whole I excuse me, I can't think of the name of the, oh my God, excuse me, I got the burps. Jeez, I can't think of the name of that book that all those prototypes were in. But there was some really kick-ass prototypes in there, and the Horde Mummy was one of my favorites. And for him now to be forever in plastic, it's gonna be great.
Yeah,
And of course, another Horde member can't hurt,
we can
you
never
know.
be upset about having an additional horde member. But as far as the way that that guy
Right.
looked, man, he is good. I mean, especially the detail, like underneath the wrapping, and you can see the muscle and I mean, oh, guys, they did an absolutely
They did.
awesome job on that guy. So for
Yeah,
those that
they
hadn't
went to
seen.
town. They went to town with the detail with that. I mean, the four horsemen really went to they really went the extra mile with that figure. It figure stuff like that, man, that just shows you how good and how much of a fan they really are, you know.
Yeah, or the fact
Tom
that
Art, that's it. The
they're paying attention. You know what I
Tom
mean?
Art, that's the name of the book.
It's the what?
Tom Art, that was the name of the book with all the prototype art and stuff
Yeah,
in it.
man.
So there was some good some good figures, and then there was some ridiculous like I remember what was it, one guy with a huge foot, which was pretty ridiculous. That was kind of stupid. There was some good stuff in there, and then there was some ridiculous stuff. But the Horde stuff was really cool, and the Horde Mummy was really good. I really dug that, and I'm really excited that we're getting him.
Yeah, now they
It,
named
it's
him.
gonna add, you know.
He does have a name. They named him Rap Trap. So,
Oh yeah.
the name, I don't really care that much for the name. I'm okay with Horde Mummy. The Horde
Yeah,
Mummy.
that's what I'll stick with. Yeah.
But Rap
I
Trap,
mean,
I mean, it's okay.
again.
It makes me think of him wrapping you up in his bindings. So, I guess, I mean, it makes sense on the name gimmick kind of thing where if he is the mummy, maybe he can wrap you up. So kind of cool. I don't know about the name, but I'll take Horde Mummy's cool.
Yeah, I mean, you got to take it with a salt, a grain of salt. I mean, how many of the bios do you actually, how many of the names do you stick to? I mean, like, what is it? Optic? You can't even say his name. It's a bunch of like glicks and clicks, and I mean,
Yeah.
it's ridiculous. So, I
We
mean,
have a couple
to
like that.
me.
I mean, like, for example, I'll give you an example, just because you said it. Here's Demo Man. Okay, can you read the name on Demo Man? It's like Ukazekalo Mashakaquix. So
It sounds like a spell or something like that,
yeah,
It's crazy.
I'm good with that.
I mean, some of those things, man, make me laugh my ass off, and it's just like, oh man. Others, they're okay, but and then you got them killing off Stratos and stuff like that. I can't appreciate.
Oh,
That's stuff I
man.
don't like.
There was a lot of that
So,
crap, especially, I mean, like, you create one of the greatest gladiators that Eternia has ever seen, as far as Vicron, and then you tear him in half with Gygor. What are you doing, guys? We don't have to kill every character just so that they can be brought back
I
in the
know,
reawakening. I mean, I don't even care about the reawakening.
exactly. Yeah, it's silly. That's why the that's one of my most favorite things that I miss was the bios, because I used to love reading them and just laughing my ass off about how ridiculous it is. And some of them were so wacky, man. It's just unreal. It's like, you know the truth for the last 30 years. You know exactly what everybody's about, and you know, somebody writes a four-sentence bio, and it's completely ridiculous. So,
well, my I'm okay with the bios to a degree, and I know a lot of people. Some people like the bios, some people don't. I like them to a degree because I think it's cool to go back there and kind of tell the origin or the history of this character. But when you say, oh my gosh, this happened to this person, and that is the definitive thing, and this is the definitive story about them, and it wasn't. Like, you know, there were a lot of things that were left out, and they were just really busy trying to tie things together in places where I don't even think we needed to tie things together. Just my thought.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's things that they could have left to the imagination as well. You know, they didn't have to go that far in depth into everything. You know, you could have left it as, you know, Stratos went into battle, and then you make your own conclusion of what happened.
Yeah, you decide what happened to Stratos. I don't, you know, in my mind, and I read that whole stuff about the reawakening, and Stratos was reawakened, but I just kind of like Stratos being the king of Avion. And in my mind, my masters never get old. They don't age. They're timeless characters. So there are millions of adventures they can have. I don't have to have you tell me what their adventures are.
Right. Yeah, I'm the same way. I mean, you know, like I said, I'll read the bios, you know, just to see what they're about and how they goofed up. But, you know, if you're a fan for 30-something years, man, I mean, you basically know the character and what they're about and everything like that. So, you know, it kind of sucks when you got some guy killing people off just for the hell of it. You know, like Perfuma died like in one of the Eternity War comics. It's stupid. I for one, I'm not a fan.
Well, like Eternity War, I mean, there were a lot of things that happened there that I like. Some people are not a fan of Eternity War. I am. I like some of the things that they did. And, you know, it's kind of like, for me, like Scorpia. If you're going to have this monster showdown with Scorpia and Despera or She-Ra, and she comes in and we've got to be able to attack, there's got to be some seriousness to it. So cutting off her tail, and maybe that can regenerate, or cutting off a claw, and maybe that comes back, but not permanently destroying the character to a point that they can't have any more stories. I mean, that's just not – and the bios did that a little bit.
Exactly. Yes. See, that's what I like. Like, you know, you can really hurt the person, you know, take them out of action. You know, like you said, yeah, cut the tail off and then you'll have somebody put a spell that'll, you know, bring her back to 100%, you know, and maybe not right away, but in time to kill off everybody. To me, that was just a stupid move. I was not a fan of that.
Yeah, and I mean,
then especially if you're trying to bring back Hello?
Yeah, I got you, brother.
What'd you say, Ben? I lost you, bro. Man. You're breaking up like crazy.
So you're saying if you're trying to bring back I think you're freezing.
A little bit while we're
the guys were saying freezing somewhat.
But when my beef is that, okay, they came out with the Eternity Wars, So, like, they're trying to reintroduce or He-Man to a new audience, say. And you're basically, you know, doing away with all these great characters that have such great potential. And it, to me, I didn't like that. I thought, you know, it could have been handled a lot better.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I agree with you, man. I think that's been an argument for a lot of people. So what else did we have? Another thing that we had at SDCC, we'll keep it moving because we've talked about a few things.
Yeah.
The Evil Lyn statue, did you catch that? Sideshow?
Yes. Yeah. I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was done really well.
Yeah, they went with the
classic. I'm a big fan of the statues. Unfortunately, I don't collect them because
they're expensive.
Don't have the room for them. They're what?
They're highly expensive. I mean, if you look around, you don't see any statues in this room. I mean, that's not. You know, we have went through some big stuff, but we've never got into that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah. Well, to be honest with you, the statues are expensive. You know, they're expensive, and you know, something like that you want to show off. You don't want to keep it in a box in a closet. You want to show it off. So.
Yeah, and
it's something like that. To me, you got to have the room case it, and you know, there's so many of them now that it's crazy, man.
Who else do we get other than Evil Lyn? So Evil Lyn was the last, the one that was revealed at SDCC. But who I know that we got from Sideshow before, we got Skeletor and we got He-Man. Who else do we get?
Right, but some of them they have like the deluxe version, I guess you want to call it, because like there's a version of He-Man that comes with Orko.
Oh yeah.
So there's different ones. And then you got I believe you got Man at Arms. I believe Teela. You know, there's a lot of them.
Uh huh.
They're not cheap, so it's something that you want to show off, and they're huge, bro. They're very spacious.
Yeah, that they're just talking about how large this thing is. I mean, it is freaking huge. So, I mean, it's like you said, that is definitely something that you want out displayed. You know, large enough for people to be able to see that, and because
that's not. You know, that's not something that you buy just to put away and say, yeah, I have. That's something you buy and display it so people can see it, or you can see it and enjoy it, you know? It's not something that you just buy and put away, and that's the reason why I never got into the statues, is because that's what I would be doing, is I'd purchase them, and I have nowhere to put them, so I would just be putting them away. So for me, I'd rather save my money and buy other things with that, you know.
Yeah, that's definitely not.
I mean, they are
tons of classics for what I would say.
yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong; they're friggin' sweet as hell. All of them, all the statues, they're all great. I mean, I collected all the 2000X, the busts and stuff like that, but they're just, you know. They're very space. They take up a lot of space, man. You need a lot of room for that. You know, I never collect non He-Man busts and statues, and they're awesome, man. You know, they have them throughout their house. They're great to see, but you know.
Yeah, man, I just don't know that I have, you know, number one, I know I don't have the money. Number two, I know I don't have the space. I mean, that's definitely something
right.
I would not be able to do in here. So,
yeah, well, those are the two big factors, you know, the money and the space. Yeah, again, like I said, that the money that you're going to spend on it, you want it out. You want to see it. You want your friends to come over and be like, wow, look at this piece. You know, you don't want to, you know, show them a box of it. You know, it's to me, that just doesn't do justice for the fake, for the statue. So, but yeah, no, they definitely kicked ass with that. And another thing with SDCC is Mondo.
Oh yeah.
You know, we've we got more updates on that. So,
but they still have, they have still yet to give us an actual like release date for any of that. So I know Mondo's had those out there a couple of times that we've seen them, as far as the He-Man figure, the Skeletor with the different heads, the Faker figure. I think they featured the Faker one this time, but there's still not a production date on those guys. So I know some people were getting kind of excited.
No, yeah.
But they're still pre-production.
This is, I believe, like the third year now, man. I mean, it's getting...
Stop teasing me, man. Just make
ridiculous.
It.
I mean, honestly, I think because the Turtles had so many problems, I think they're trying to make sure that when they do decide to release the Masters, that there won't be any problems, that everybody will be satisfied, there won't be any returns, there won't be any negative feedback, and everybody will be happy.
If they're going to satisfy me with the Mondos, there's a couple of things they're going to have to do, man. And one of them, they have got to work on that haircut. I don't know who the Eternian barber is, but He-Man has got a raw deal, man. And it would appear that Faker has gotten – it maybe goes to the same barber. I don't know. But that's – I personally don't know.
But He-Man comes with two heads. He comes with the with the original head, and the crazy hair head.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's what it is. If you go to the barber,
you know, you can use whatever one you want.
If you go to the barber and you're having a bad day and things just don't go well, lop that head off, put on another one. You're good to go. But you know, I felt the same way, man. I felt the same way. At least we have the extra heads, and at least Faker has, I guess one of the things I kind of fuss about with Faker is that loincloth, dude. He needs to go back to Taylor and let the attorney and Taylor fix that up, too, because that black little sheep is big.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm pretty glad with the, well, you knew they were coming out with He-Man and Skeletor. And of course, you know, Faker is a combination of He-Man and Skeletor. It's a quick, easy, you know, figure for them to make, because it's He-Man's body with Skeletor's armor and weapons. So, you know, I wish that either Mondo or even the Classics would make a freaking Leo Faker. I want a Leo Faker in the worst way,
if
man.
If somebody could get those eyes going on, that would be so awesome. Paul said something pretty funny. He said, "Isn't Psychop the Eternian barber?" So, bring it on.
He's like Edward Scissorhands.
It's finally a use for the Psychop figure. I like that. But
I was just gonna say that. I was just gonna say he's finally got a use. Oh man. Yeah, the first thing I did with that guy, man, I took those stupid scissors off, and I found, I believe it was a Roboto hand, and, jeez, I forgot who the other person's hand I had. Those hands on him, man. I can't stand those huge scissors.
Yeah, dude, they are definitely rough. So
it's ridiculous. They should have gave him, like, Brutus the Barber beefcakes for, you know, hedge clippers.
Yeah, if he'd have just come out with one big pair of choppers, I totally would have been cool with that.
Yeah, definitely, man. I would have been stoked with that. That would have been cool. You know, that would have been really cool.
All right. So, let's see. We're running it close time-wise, and I got a baby hollering in the background. So let me see what else we got. We got Masters Universe Reaction Figures Wave 3 is now available. So we do have the third wave of the Reaction Figures. That's got Zodak.
Yes.
Con got Batman, man, which is sweet. For anybody that's collecting those, I know you have them,
yes,
but I
got them. I have them downstairs.
What are those retailing at?
I just want to say I 10, $15, I think.
Okay, $15.
Yeah. But I'm gonna be honest with you, my favorite reveal are the construction
Mega construct.
The He-Man and Skeletor. Oh my god, am I so stoked for those guys, man.
And
the other thing too, I posted it is, what was that?
We're playing on lag, me and you. So
Aaron, I
agree with those. I think that's awesome, but I really hope they do that Grayskull, because that Castle Grayskull that they showed was absolutely awesome. So if we could get more of those Constructs figures and then have actual play sets and vehicles, that would be
amazing. Oh, yeah. Oh, they're coming. They're on their way. And let me tell you something. Happy that LEGO didn't get the rights, because LEGO would put everybody in bankruptcy.
Oh, yeah, we couldn't afford that, man.
LEGO is so freaking expensive. Thank God it's not LEGO. So, Mattel owns the, I forget what they're calling themselves now, the construction, whatever they're called. So that's why they were able to make them. And it's about time, because I know I've said it in the past, I wanted them, and I know other people have as well. So thank God we're getting them. I'm very excited for that. I think it's very cool.
Yeah, man. So there it is, guys. That is our rundown on some of the things that we got for SDCC. That is things that we're happy about, some things we're looking for. PowerCon and all that good stuff. So I don't have anything else for this week. Of course, my goodbyes are always, you know, come check us out in the Waffle Mafia and come be a part of Lucky Legends and do that kind of thing. We're doing that thing. So please come check us out. Come be a part of Masters of the Galaxy page with Mr. Brian Ozone and join us over there.
Yes.
Send us out, my man.
You too, brother.
You take us home.
Well, listen, I just want to say that a mutual friend of ours, you know, Johnny Miz, he's got this great thing going on. He's got the hebay.com. So I just want everybody out there to go and check it out, man. As a matter of fact, I'd like for him to come on the show and explain it, because it's a really cool concept. I think it's going to help the collectors, the real collectors. It's going to help put more money in your pocket instead of other people's pockets, and you'll probably get more money for your dollar. So hopefully we can have him on the show maybe next week if he's available.
I think he'll do that. And also, if anybody's kind of wondering about that, I'm glad you brought it up, Brian. Look online on Facebook, search Most Powerful Auctions. And then that will actually bring up a link to hebay.com.
Yes.
So
yes.
It's not all one word, yes. hebay.com. So if you'll go to Most Powerful Auctions, that is actually a group within Facebook, and then that will direct you over to eBay. So, man, absolutely glorious. It's going to save us some money, buddy. Ain't going to stick that stuff
in your
pockets. No.
Or, again, you can go to HE/... what is that? Icon. bay.com. So you can go there, check it out. And again, you know, John, it has a great idea with that. And, you know, I agree with him. I think it's cool. So with that being said, hopefully, he's free next week. He can come on and, we can have him as a guest and, he can explain exactly what it's all about. And I just wanted to thank Aaron, and I wanted to thank Doug and popculturenetwork.com. I want to thank all the listeners. I want to thank, we hit over 4,000 members, guys, on Masters of the Galaxy, man. You guys are awesome.
That's awesome, dude. That's awesome.
That's a terrific feat, man. We did good for over 4,000 members. I never expected that when I started the page almost about a year ago, I guess, right?
Yep.
How long have we been doing this now? About a year, right?
Yeah. Well, Masters of the Galaxy podcast, you've been on it for almost a year, or a little over a year, I think. So.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So, I mean, because you joined about a month and a half in on it. So, yeah. Again, I appreciate it, guys. And please feel free to tell your friends. It's a great place. You know, we talk basically about Masters and Pop. You know, Thundercats, Silverhawks, Black Star. You know, we talk about it all, man. Buy, sell, trade. We try to, do the right thing for the fans. We, try to keep it legit. Again, I just want to thank the Wafflers. I want to thank PopCultureNetwork.com. Guys, please come check out the Masters of the Galaxy Facebook page. And, until the next time, guys, rock on, man.
Peace.